Welcome to the Garage Movement Podcast. Garage Movement is for those who don't need or want a fancy gym. You want to be fit and still be a good mom, a good dad, a good husband, wife, grandma, grandpa, etc. We value our health and lead by example. We are action takers. We find solutions, not excuses. We focus on the positives and not the negatives. We make health and fitness a priority. We will do whatever it takes to become a better version of ourselves. We can do it at home, on our own time, no matter the circumstances. No excuses. Hey, what's going on, guys? Coach Marty here, bringing you another episode of the Garage Movement Podcast. So in this episode, I want to go over how to create a good habit. All this information that I'm actually getting, I've been reading the book Atomic Habits. I've been wanting to read this book for a long time. And throughout some of my other podcast episodes, I've had some people ask me, hey, have you read the Atomic Habits book? And I'm like, no, I've been wanting to read it. So anyways, I finally got it. I've been listening to it on my way to work every day. And it really kind of opens your eyes about like what you do on a daily basis that you don't think about, like your habits, right? They're so engraved in your routine and your schedule and your mind that you don't even think about it when you do them. So anyways, I know we all have good habits and bad habits and neutral habits and everything. And I think it's really important to take note of your habits and identify if they're good or if they're bad or if they're neutral, just to be aware of them. And then we can kind of slowly start chipping away at how we can get rid of the bad habits and how we can create more good habits. So I'm probably going to do more than one episode on this. I'm going to go over kind of the first couple points on how to create a good habit. And maybe we'll just keep it going in a part two, part three kind of thing for the next couple episodes. So anyways, like I said, the first thing you should do is you should get out a piece of paper and you should write at the top of the piece of paper good habits, neutral habits, and bad habits. So basically what you're going to do is literally think about every single step of your day from the second you wake up. Like, for example, when you wake up, that is a neutral habit, right? It's something that's going to happen anyways. But, you know, you checking your phone first thing when you wake up, I would consider that a bad habit. You know, you not making your bed in the morning, I would consider that a bad habit. You know, you brushing your teeth, I would say that's relatively normal, neutral, right? It's something you're going to do anyways. But maybe the first thing you do when you wake up is you drink a full glass of water. I think that would be a good habit. So anyways, you're just going to go through and you're going to continue that pattern until you write down everything that you do in a day that's somewhat consistent. It's a habit of yours. This will just allow you to know where you're at and what, you know, how many bad habits you really have, or how many good habits you have, or where can you improve, okay? So the first thing to establish a good habit after you kind of identified what you're doing in a day is to, you know, say, figure out what habit you want to actually do and put a time and a location on it. So I will do a workout at 11 a.m. At the gym or in my garage or whatever it might be, right? And once you know that, you can do a few things to actually implement that, right? First thing is I put a reminder in your phone. Put it in as part of your schedule. It's kind of that block scheduling type of thing. Put it in there and you get that little reminder. That's one way to do it. Another way to do it is what they call in this book is they call it habit stacking. And I really like this concept because essentially you are going to do that habit after another habit you already have. So after quote unquote current habit, I will do a new habit, right? So whatever that new habit you want to do. So I know after, you know, doing this exercise of writing down my habits, I know for me, and I've kind of mentioned this before, you know, right when I finish. So basically, I work out at 11 o'clock, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday when I'm at the gym. I do it because it's a good time in between classes. So as soon as I finish coaching class and I go into my office, the first thing I'm doing, not only do I know that I have my workout time in place, but the first thing I do is I take my pre-workout. That's kind of my like trigger to start getting ready to work out. So I take my pre-workout, I change my clothes, you know, lace up the shoes, whatever you got to do, right? And start going through your routines for working out. So that's an example, right? I'm working out after I take my pre-workout, or the second I finish class, I'm going to take my pre-workout, and that is going to be the trigger for me to then work out. So it's kind of like two habits there, kind of back to back. So that's just an example. You know, it could be first thing in the morning, like I mentioned, drinking water, right? So like maybe first thing you do when you wake up, instead of checking your phone, you're going to grab some water and you're going to drink a cup full of water, right? 8 to 12 ounces or something like that. Just drink it down and then continue on with your morning. So that's a great way to start adding habits in, and it's going to be a trigger, right? Like you, as soon as you finish something you always do anyways, you know, like, okay, the next step is my new habit. There's so many times when you're trying to develop a habit, like, oh, I want to start working out. Okay, well, if you keep telling yourself, I want to start working out, I don't want to start working out, you're not actually going to work out until you actually really set up to work out, right? You put it in your schedule, you do it after another habit, right? Like maybe you're working out the second you get home from work and you haven't been working out consistently, and this is a habit you want to start doing. Maybe you're telling yourself, okay, after I get home, I'm going to take my pre-workout, or after I get home, I'm going to take my work shoes off and I'm going to put my workout clothes on, including my workout shoes, and that's going to be my trigger to start working out, right? So that's just some examples, okay? And then the last thing, it's super, super important to have your environment be in your favor. So what I mean by that is it can be a bad thing, your environment, and it can be a good thing. So for example, if you have a bunch of junk food in your pantry, chips and cookies and all these things you should not be eating, okay? If that stuff is always around you and in the house and in your face, it's so easy to be able to go and reach for those things. But if you don't have them in there, it's gonna set you up for success to find something that you do have. And again, if you, you know, fill your pantry with healthy snacks and fill your fridge with healthy snacks and things like that, you can start going towards those habits, okay? You know, for example, if you have ice cream in the freezer, okay, maybe you're starting to get those ice cream cravings and you don't have ice cream because you set your environment up for success and you do have something like a protein shake for a good snack. You know, when you start getting that craving of, okay, man, this is when I would usually have my ice cream, right? You can replace that with a protein shake. And then all of a sudden, as soon as you're finished with your protein shake, those cravings are gone because you satisfied yourself. I mean, now you're not thinking about the ice cream anymore, right? So those are just some great ways to start incorporating and creating good habits. So hopefully you guys can take some of those and start implementing them into your day. I would really, really encourage you guys to write down your habits that are consistent to you. And I'm sure there's some that pop out to you, but I think if you do this exercise, you'll realize, oh shoot, I do have a lot of bad habits I don't really think about, right? Because they're habits. So anyways, this is kind of part one of this whole topic. There's a couple more that I'll probably go over in the next podcast or two. So let's start with this, and hopefully you guys can create some good habits this week, and we will go from there. So anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I appreciate you guys listening and supporting and all that good stuff. I am considering doing a fitness and weight loss challenge coming up soon here in April. If you guys are interested, definitely shoot me a direct message on social media of some way, shape, or form, and we can kind of talk more about it. But otherwise, I will catch you guys in the next podcast. If you're looking to better yourself and start working out, or maybe you want to switch things up and work out from home, then I want to invite you to try Garage Movement free for 14 days. With Garage Movement, you're going to get an app that delivers you daily workouts, even if you're a beginner. We also have options if you have zero equipment, a full home gym, or anything in between. To get your 14-day free trial, visit garagemovement.com today. Thanks for listening to the Garage Movement Podcast. This is Coach Marty, and I'll catch you in the next one.